Hello.
Paula from New Jersey.
Good morning, Miss Carla. Glad to have you. Had such an awesome time with her last weekend up in New Jersey. Who else do we have on the call this morning?
Good morning, Barbara from North Carolina.
Good morning, Miss Barbara from North Carolina, and I also heard New Jersey, and we welcome you to the North Carolina, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Robertson, myself, Dr. Vanessa in Dallas, Texas, we are so excited to have you on this call. We just praise God, celebrate Jesus each and every day, and we're going to go on and get the call started this morning. We have a new person this morning who's not new to the call, but you have never heard her before, and we're just excited that she has stepped up to the plate and has agreed to open us in prayer. And she hails, as she just told us, from New Jersey. We're going to have Miss Robin Wilson. Will you please come to the line and open us up in prayer this morning?
Yes, I will. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we thank you, Lord God, because this truly is a day that you've made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad to be in it, Lord God. And Father, as I go before you, Father, on behalf of your people, I place a hedge of protection around each person represented on this call and on the founders of this Master's Morning Call in the name of Jesus. I bind any type of spiritual force which is trying to oppose your will and the word that is going to come forth from our speaker this day in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I take authority over the atmosphere and I bind up all the evil works of the enemy and his cohorts. I render them inoperative, null, and void, and without power in the name of Jesus, because you, Lord God, said no weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. I rebuke and I incapacitate any spiritual forces in the air, Lord. I thank you that they will not have any harm against your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you, Father, and I thank you that they're blessed, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that the business is blessed, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you put men and women in their path, Father, to assist them, Lord God, with your plan and purpose for Artists International. For you are our Lord, and you are our refuge, and you are our fortress and our deliverer. And, Lord God, I thank you for the person who's coming forward to speak, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have birthed in her an anointing, Father God, and a ministry, Lord, to bring your word forward to the people. I thank you that this is a divine appointment, Father, and you open up doors for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that she's protected and no harm shall come to her nor her family member in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we, your people, listen to your word, Father God, we will act on your word and be a doer of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful prayer. As each and every day we command the mornings and shift the atmosphere so that God's word can go forth unhindered. So we thank you, and again, we welcome you, Robin, as part of our prayer team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have just a few announcements before we get started with our call today, because we do want our speaker for this morning to have plenty of time to bring us forth, thus saith the word of the Lord. We want to remind everybody that we have a website that we encourage you to go and visit that has a archive, a list of all of the messages, where literally you can just sit there and feast and feast and feast on the rich word of God. So we ask you to please visit our website at themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themasters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we also encourage you to send us a prayer request, email us and let us know how the call is being a blessing to you. That means so much to us. Dr. PK and I have stepped out as just the facilitators to Aaron and her to carry the master's will forth. We want to know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And, of course, we do consider it an honor and a privilege to stand in the gap as our team prays. So feel free to send us the prayer request to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We want to also encourage each and every one of us in our artist family, which is what truly has brought us all together. We are excited for those of you who may be on the line, not a part of artists. We're glad you're here with us, but we're encouraging you to take a serious look at this God-ordained, God-appointed company. But we're encouraging all of our artist family to go to your back office and avail yourself to all the announcements, the promotions, the training. We're so excited. On March 19th, there will be an ATC training in Los Angeles, and the Dez De Leon family will be there, as well as Michael Kloss and all the trainers, to really teach us our new format of the 10-step process of how to correctly take each and every new person through Artists International, so that we're all learning the same thing, the same way, and having the great same results. So we're going to keep them in prayer, and for the many other meetings that are going on, I'm especially excited that here in Big D in Dallas, Texas, tonight will be our very own the cash lady, the money lady, who I love so much, Miss Sunshine. Gail Mathis will be at our Thursday night meeting in Mesquite, hosted by our very own Platinum President, Phyllis Hayden. So if you would go to the website and get the address for that meeting, but keep us in prayer as Gail Mathis will be with us here in Dallas tonight. So we're just excited about what God is doing all through the body of artists as we're on a mission to be the ministers in the marketplace. Well, today we have a speaker that is not stranger to any of us. Many of you have been on the call for any period of time. You've heard her voice. You've heard the power of God flow through her, for truly she is a general in prayer. She hails from Chicago, Illinois, the mother of three beautiful children, a warrior of prayer, a teacher, a servant's heart, a strong, true, loyal Proverbs 31 woman, and I'm speaking none other than our very own Amber Estes. Is she on the phone this morning, Miss Amber? We are excited about you again coming to us with the Word of God, because we've all heard you pray, and Lord knows you're a praying machine, but we know that there's a word in your belly, and we have on our spiritual bib, and we're ready to eat the Word of God. So, Miss Amber, I present to some and introduce to others our general who will lead us now with the Word of God. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Speak up just a little bit more for me, please, ma'am.
Okay. How about this?
That's much better. You're showing up real good now. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. Well, it's just an honor and a privilege. I just acknowledge the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which I am so honored to serve Him and to serve His people. It's just a blessing. I just love God. I love Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK. I thank God for each and every person on this call. And I'm just honored to once again bring forth my heart, which is prayer. I was, when Pastor Dr. PK said, "Well, Amber, you got this, you know, teach again," and I said, "Yes, ma'am." It's just an honor again to serve the people of God. And so I asked the Father, and He told me to stay in a vein of prayer, because sometimes we need still basic principles. We need line upon line, precept upon precept, and so I'm just going to stay in that vein, something that is the breath of me and the breath of God, which is prayer. And on January 28th, I got the honor and privilege to share about prayer and those basic principles. The one thing I said was we need to pray consistently, And number two was we have to have prepared prayer. Number three was we need to have prayer and expectation, knowing that God is going to answer our prayer. And we pray according to his word, and we pray according to faith, because that's what moves God. And so the other thing, principles that he gave me two more for today. And so we know that the foundation that Jesus told the disciples was the Lord's Prayer, and that's in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. I'm not going to go through that, but that is a foundational prayer because the disciples asked them how to pray, and Jesus gave that pattern. So that's a pattern that we follow, but as we move in God's word and as we learn by the Holy Spirit and the connections that he gives us, then we just continue on. And so one other principle he gave me was we need to pray private prayers and getting along with God. And so Matthew 6 and 6, it said, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. And so with that, we know as we pray secretly, that's going to bring our private and public prayer to open to what we need to do accordingly. Our public prayer is no greater than our private prayer as we go before God with his word in the morning or whenever time you can go into your secret place. And as you do that with the word of God and in prayer, God is going to impart in you, and therefore you can be more effective in prayer, whether you're praying for yourself, whether you're praying for one person, whether you're praying on a call, whether you're praying in your ministry, however it is, he's going to deposit that because it's just you and him getting what he wants to deposit in you by the power of prayer privately. Now, in Mark 1 and 35, it says, now in the morning, and this is Jesus because he had to get away, have risen alone while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And so we know that Jesus needed to pray, and he needed to get alone because of the ministry and the work that he had to do. And he had to get along with God to do all those signs, wonders, and notable miracles that he did in the land for his ministry, as well as showing the disciples what needs to be done by the power of God. And so even Jesus got along. So as I said, private prayer is important. And we pray unto the Father, and he deposits in us, and then we go out amongst the people, amongst each other, our family, however he leads us. Prayer is a foundation of what all we do, even for artists, even for whatever business, even what your family, your home. God honors the power of prayer, and he wants us to know that he wants to continue to deposit in us that we can be effective in his word, effective in everything he's assigned us to do for his kingdom. Because we have to remember that it's about his kingdom. It's not even about us. But in each and everything that we do, it needs prayer. So we thank God for that. And even for our foundational scripture, we know Psalms 88 and 13. And I'm going to turn there even as Pastor Vanessa had said, you spoke that every morning, or her or Dr. PK, because of the foundation of prayer. And it's so important. Prayer is like breath to me. And also God wanted to let you all know it's not how you pray or who you pray. And each of us can pray. Each of us have a peace. And so therefore, don't feel that you cannot pray, because it's just communication with God. And he's dealing with us and showing us and just leading us what we need to do according to his word and praying by faith. And again, Psalms 88, 13, but to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And so even as Jesus went away to get along before the Father, as we get away to get along before the Father, God is going to deposit what we need for ourselves and for others. Now, there's another principle that he gave me, which is audible praying. So we need to pray audibly, which means heard or capable of being heard. So even in our private prayer, he wants us to pray publicly. Now, some people don't like to pray maybe publicly per se, but when you're on calling someone or you're praying for your children or we're praying publicly. So we know that everyone may not want to be a praying on the master's call, but we are, you know, asking people to come on and join us to just open up the heavens and to be a prayer covering. And if not, to pray and intercede and stand in the gap for those individuals that do request prayer. But in our audible prayer, Psalms 5 and 3, and that's coming from the NIV, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice, and in the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation." And so even with that, our audible prayer, praying out loud and praying that God hears us, we know that he needs to hear us. And as we pray and ask God on our request, we wait in expectation because we know that by faith in his word, that's what moves him. And we don't pray just to be praying. We pray believing that he's going to answer our prayers because St. John 14:13 said, whatever we ask the Father in his name, he will do it. And so even with our audible prayer, we know that the enemy can hear it too, but that's okay because God is more powerful. The prayer is so powerful. It's hitting the heavens. The angels are charging, and they're going forth taking those prayers according to the word of God because the angels hearken unto the command of the Lord, and the command of the Lord is the word of God. And we know that Jesus was the word, and so that's why Jesus was able to flow according to his ministry because what he did. And so we thank God for just praying audibly as well. There's another scripture, Psalm 66 and 19 in the NIV. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. So, again, that's a part of hearing according to the word. God is hearing our prayers. It's coming up before him. And then sometimes for people who know how to speak in tongues, that's a prayer language that we do. Sometimes we shift into a prayer language where the enemy don't know, but that's a perfect prayer unto God. So for people who may not have that prayer language, ask the Father because the Holy Spirit will deposit that and pull it out of you, and that also builds you up in prayer. I want to go where Jesus himself prayed out loud, and that was in St. John, the 11th chapter and the 41st verse. Then they took away the stone from that place where the dead was laying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And so even Jesus prayed audibly, even when he went into his private time with God and prayed, he got the power of God to pray publicly. And we know and even see here that he spoke and prayed unto the Father that the people could hear him and see the signs, wonders, and miracles that Jesus was raised from the dead because of his audible. He lifted up his voice in prayer, believing God was going to answer his prayer. I just want to, again, just share principles that God says that sometimes we are seasoned and sometimes people are not. But line upon line, precept upon precept, basic principles of anything in God's foundation word we need. And so I am so thankful that he has allowed me once again to serve him and to serve his people because his word is true. His word and prayer and us coming together on this master call is so awesome, is so powerful, and he is affecting us. He is manifesting those things as we pray and stand in agreement. So you all expect what we do, expect when we pray, when the word goes forth, it's going to happen. There's timings and seasons, but it's going to happen. We just have to believe, we have to stand, we have to continue on into the things of God, because it's all about his kingdom. So thy kingdom come, his will is going to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I thank you for this time. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. Hello, Pastor Vanessa.
Can you hear me, Amber?
Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful teaching so that we have good understanding on the power of prayer and how prayer does change things. And thank you for taking the different text scriptures to help us understand that that dialogue with the Father each and every day is so invaluable. So we thank you so much, our prayer general, and not surprised at all that you would continue to teach us in prayer, which is truly something God has endowed you with and empowered you with, and mainly because you spend so much time in God's presence. We can truly tell when you do the public leading of prayer. So we thank you so much for that word of God. And at this time, we're going to ask Minister Kathy to come forth in our last minutes and have a strong time of intercession. Another one of our prayer warriors who truly loves to dialogue with God and stand in the gap. So Minister Kathy, if you would come now at this time and lead us in prayer.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yeah, if you could speak up just a little bit. I'm looking at the board. I'm trying to make sure our taping is nice and loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Is that better?
Much better.
Awesome. We thank God for the word this morning. We thank him for using his servant to share and minister to us. And it is always an awesome opportunity to come and lead out in prayer and just pray with the people of God and stand in the gap. So we thank God again. Let's go to the throne. Father, as we come before you now, we come before you blessing your name, honoring you because you alone are God, and we never take it for granted, God, as we come into your presence. We love you so very much today. We thank you because you're Jehovah Shalom. You are God of peace. Thank you because you're Jehovah Shammah. You're the God who's with us in the midst of our circumstance, in the midst of our living. God, you're with us, and we love you so very much this morning. We honor you. We thank you for being so good to us. Thank you that you kept us through the night, God, and you caused us to see the dawning of a new day, and we love you today. Father, we thank you for the word that has gone forth today that has blessed our hearts, Lord God, reminding us of principles of prayer and why we do what we do and why we commune with you and fellowship with you. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that we have with you. We thank you that we can come together corporately, Lord God, and come.
I don't know if we lost her.
We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you as we come before you on behalf of these that are on the prayer list this morning. We ask, Lord God, that you would touch sick bodies today, Lord God. You are the one who is the healer. And we thank you for healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being the God of restoration. You are indeed the God that brings things that was dead back to life again. We bless you, Lord God, that you are the one who encourages our hearts. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are on this prayer list, Lord God, that desire traveling mercies. We ask that you have your angels encamp round about them in the name of Jesus and keep us on the highway, Lord God. Keep us on the plains. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you glory, God, that you are the one who is Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who provides every need that is needed on this prayer line today and those that have asked us for prayer. And, oh, God, for the people of Japan, Father, we continue to pray and hold them up before you. We thank you that you're still God. And we thank you, Lord God, for those that need to be rescued that can still be rescued now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you've been so good to us, Lord God. And even those that we have prayed for, we've seen your results, Lord God. We've seen how you've come through on their behalf. And we give you praise. We give you glory now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that protects us and keeps us from harm. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true in our lives, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we glorify you today. We honor you today, and we love you so very much, Lord God. We come against any attack of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood protects, your blood keeps, your blood cover us today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the worship I feel in my belly this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for the praise I feel in my heart this morning for you, Lord God. And we just love you so very much. And we stand in the gap, Lord God, and we do. We build up a hedge of protection now. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word is true in our lives. And we glorify you and honor you. We thank you for our founders of this call. We ask, Lord God, to continue to put a hedge of protection around them, Lord God, and keep them as they continue to do what you've called them to do. Cause them to walk in obedience to your word, Lord. We thank you for their obedience today. And we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to meet every need that they have in their lives. We thank you for the founders of this company, Artists International, the Desdeleon family, Lord God. We hold them up before you. Continue to cover them now in Jesus' name. And all of our leaders across this company, Lord God, those that are training even this weekend, Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for all that you're orchestrating in our lives. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Vanessa, back to you.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that strong time of intercession, covering us in prayer, being the demonstration of what Minister Amber just taught us about. We so esteem the God in you, and we're excited about us doing our part every morning to command the mornings, to release and empower others with the word of God, and to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you on the line? Did you have any comments before we close?
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
And I can hear you now loud and clear.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to our Master Call family. So happy, Sister Amber, for the word. And I just remember how powerful it is for us to understand who we are in God and the tools that we have. I would just like to give my time to Dr. J this morning so that she can give an announcement for her Super Saturday. I know that we don't normally do this, but whenever somebody who's faithful on our line, especially with her husband and her standing in the gap, they have a big event this weekend that I think is going to be absolutely off the chain. So, Dr. J, are you there to share the specifics of where you guys are going to be in Milwaukee? And then we're going to close the call at 5:30.
Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Yes, I can hear you.
And I do apologize if I'm echoing. I'm in Milwaukee in the Hilton Garden Inn. Good morning again to the entire artist family. I bless the Lord for you, Minister Amber. You know you got my heart when you come with prayer. So I honor the Lord for you as well as all of you on this call. We are going to be having a Super Saturday here in the city of Milwaukee at the Hilton Garden Inn. The address is 11600 West Park, P-A-R-K, Place. And again, that's in Milwaukee this coming Saturday. It will start promptly at 1 o'clock. We want, if you got people in this area, in this region, Chicago, wherever, if you would send them, we want to get them all trained on this 90 Days to Success training system, the same system that they're going to be in Los Angeles doing and training on. We're going to be doing the same thing here in Milwaukee. We need to get them all on one accord. And then at 2:30, we will have a Super Saturday showcase opportunity presentation at the same time at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. And so we're going to be asking if you would just be praying for us as we believe the Lord has already gone before us, and we know that if we stay in his presence, that he would do what is needful. So we're calling those folks that are in this region to come to the Hilton Garden Inn. Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. PK. We love you guys. Thanks. God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Vanessa, we appreciate you and all that you do to ensure that this call goes forth each and every morning. And I just say to you guys, God is an awesome, awesome God who really hears our prayers and answers. Go out and have a super fantastic day, and let us continue to pray for each other. God bless you.